It's Rob and Brent and my Reggie dude. And don't forget, it also features Dawson too. We gonna give you all the dope reviews. But first, we'll hit on all the movie news. Cha-ching, cha-ching, box office due. In between the news and the reviews, there's not a lot that we don't do. So turn the volume up, cause we coming through. Put your headphones on and tie your shoes. Jackman and Grant, we got all the views. We're like Brando and Godfather 2. We're gonna make a podcast you can't refuse. This is the Cinema Chat Podcast, and we know a lot about movies. Welcome back to the show, everyone. It's another episode of Cinema Chat Podcast with Robin Brent and Reggie featuring Dawson. I'm Brent.
I'm Rob.
I'm Reggie.
And I'm featuring Dawson.
Reggie is out this week. He is nursing a sore, God, what, penis? I don't know what's wrong with him. His mom is in town. So he's spending some time with his mom. And we're going to talk about Godzilla X Kong, the new empire. It's a little suspicious that Reggie misses this week. It's a little sus. I know he's looking forward to another Godzilla Kong movie, but we'll talk about that. Before we do that, let's take care of business.
What did we watch this week? Let us give you a peek. We'll get to the news real soon. First, listen to this little tune. Give us the attention we seek while we tell you what we watched this week.
Dawson, what'd you watch this week?
I watched a couple things. Movie-wise, I saw a new movie called The Beautiful Game. It's on Netflix. It is about the Homeless World Cup, which is a soccer tournament that happens, and they take homeless people from the streets, and they have them compete, and it's a real thing. It's a real movie on Netflix. Check it out. It's got
I thought you were saying it was a documentary.
No,
and I was like, what?
It's based on a true story.
Is this like the equivalent of bum fights?
No, it's like it's like to raise like awareness to homelessness.
Okay, so they're not, but
all the athletes are homeless, so it's basically bum soccer fights.
Okay.
And all the athletes, like, or all the participants, they have, like, they're homeless people, so they have issues that they're dealing with, and this movie kind of, like, goes through some of that shit and how people can redeem themselves.
Okay.
And, you know. But it's a sports movie. It's not my favorite sports movie, but it's okay. You know, it's like a 7. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's free. It's on Netflix. It was spring break last week, so my kids were home a lot. I watched Anyone But You with my wife, so I've seen that movie twice now. It's good. It's an enjoyable.
It's a pretty good rom-com. Yes.
Yeah, it's fun. I laughed more the second time than I did the first time, I think, because I kind of understood what was happening. Yeah. And not like it's a complex thing, but I just
couldn't understand it last time.
I kept like waiting for like something Sydney Sweeney was going to do. So I watched that, got him, and then I burned through. Well, there's NCAA tournaments. I watched a lot of that, and then a Netflix series last week came out called Three Body Problem. I watched all 8 episodes of that, and I really enjoyed it. It's on Netflix now. Watch it. Maybe hopefully Reggie hasn't watched it, so we get the other books adapted into a show. But I enjoyed it. It's kind of confusing, but it's a very right up my alley type of story. I watched that, Survivor, Amazing Race, The Usual. I feel like there was something else that I watched, and I just can't remember. I watched all of the over the last couple seasons, weeks, whatever. But I watched The Walking Dead's final spinoff, I guess. The Ones Who Live. The Rick and Michonne. Well, no, it's not, because they're doing more shows still. But
it's never ending. The Rick
and Michonne story. It's never gonna end. So I watched that. The finale was last night. So saw that.
Is it worth watching?
It's okay. I mean, they changed the way the story in the comic book ends, so I guess that's a plus for all of us who didn't like the way the comics ended. But it's more Walking Dead magic, where it's like, oh, let's not kill the hero. I think that's X-Men 97. I've been doing that, but yeah, I mean, you know,
okay,
pretty standard week. Nothing really jumped out. Like, I gotta, you know.
Yeah. Well, you watched Sydney Sweeney. I also watched Sydney Sweeney. I went to the movie theater and saw Immaculate, her religious horror movie. And you know what? It was a big bowl of okay. Was not anything to write home about. There was some interesting stuff in it, but it was kind of run of the mill. But I like Sydney Sweeney, so it was okay. The ending is kind of wild, but I wouldn't tell anyone to go watch it. Like, if you're looking for a recommendation, unless you're really interested in watching it, you can skip it.
I heard it was good. I mean,
it's fine.
It's a horror movie, so I don't, you know,
it's fine. I watched that, and then, you know, the regular, you know, Usual Suspects on TV, the Survivor, all that stuff you talk about. But then I also watched Quiet on the Set, the HBO documentary about Nickelodeon and Dan Schneider and the treatment of children actors in the mid to late 2000s, late 90s, mid to late 2000s, somewhere in there. And that is a tough, tough watch. It is gross. And yeah, just be prepared when you watch it, because it is not... it's disgusting. So, but it was a well-made documentary, I thought. I think they have another episode coming later this year. I guess it's not over. But at least one more episode. So I watched that. And I think that's pretty much it. Like you said, March Madness is going. I'm door dashing whenever I have the opportunity. I'm out dashing.
Yeah,
dude.
Brent's doing it way more. I have not done it. I've done it like once in the last 2 weeks. So it's hard. My I feel like your area is so much busier than mine. Like, you're just in a more populated area. Yeah. For me, it's like I may not get anything all day.
Yeah, no, I mean, I went out for an hour today and got 5 orders, you know, so it's like, it's been good. It's fun, still fun. So I'm enjoying it. It's nice to get out of the house. But yeah, so I haven't been watching a ton of movies. Oh, part of the reason I haven't been watching movies much is because I'm still, whenever I have free time, I'm usually turning to Curb Your Enthusiasm, catching up on that. So,
good choice.
Rob, what about you?
I finally watched the Killing of a Flower Moon, whatever that movie's called.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah, that was a really good movie. I don't know why I didn't watch it sooner. I also started watching The Three Body Problem on Netflix. And, you know, I think I'm on the third episode right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the new Iron Chef on Netflix, too. And that's pretty interesting.
Iron Chef, and, huh?
Yeah, there's a new Iron Chef on Netflix. And I rewatched Ready Player One. And also been watching The Bad Batch and the X-Men 97 and the usual anime, you know, Delicious in Dungeon and others. And that's it for me.
Okay. Delicious in Dungeon. Get the fuck out of here.
Cindy, the news is on!
Insightful.
Good news.
If the headline is big enough, it makes the news big enough.
Timely.
The news goes on for 24 hours a day.
Well prepared.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
Well, I got some bad news for you.
Do you want the Aladdin news or the Aladdin news?
The Aladdin news?
This is movie news.
Before you get started, Dawson, I forgot. We reviewed Ricky Stenicki 2 weeks ago. Would anyone like to change their score? Rob, you gave it a 7. Dawson and I gave it an 8.5. I'm good with my 8.5.
Same.
Rob, you good with your 7? You want to adjust it?
I'm good.
Okay. We're good. Reggie gave it an 8. He's good. That's what happens when you're not here. You lose your opportunity. So yeah, we're good there. Dawson, is there anything coming out on streaming this week that is notable?
Oh shit. You know what? This is a great time to bring up Wendastream.com. Brought to you by Wendastream. Talk to Me is on streaming, available now.
Yes.
That is on Showtime, Paramount Plus or Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow you'll be able to rent a movie called the American Society of Magical.
Mm.
Yeah. That American Society of Magical Snack Shack is coming out tomorrow. Wish is going to be on Disney Plus this week. Lords of Misrule, Girl State, The Zones of Interest, How to Have Sex, Knox Goes Away, Night Swim, Scoop, all coming out later this week on their streaming platforms. I think that's it for this week.
How to Have Sex.
Yeah. Came out in 2023. It's an unrated film. It is distributed by Mubi. Not Booby. Three British teenagers go on a rites of passage holiday, drinking, clubbing, and hooking up in what should be the best summer of their life. Boy, that sounds exciting.
Best Picture nominee, The Zone of Interest on Max. So be on the lookout for that. Yeah. And if you're looking to be bored to death, Night Swim is a good choice.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
All right.
What can't go wrong with that.
What do we got in the news, Dawson?
News. We got a couple things here. Too Freaky, Too Friday, the official sequel title for her Freaky Friday 2, starring Lindsay Lohan and Lindsay Lohan. That's what I named my Easter dinner yesterday. It was Lindsay Lohan. And Jamie Lee Curtis are set to come back in their roles. And they will be swapping bodies with two teenage girls, one of which is Anna's daughter. And I'm guessing Anna is Lindsay Lohan. I haven't seen the first one. I'm an adult.
So they're both switching with teenage girls?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
So they're going to be it's going to be a 4-person swap.
Well, let's.
Fatal four-way Friday is what it should be called.
This is where we see if Jamie Lee Curtis still has it. Yeah.
She does.
Let's see. Let's see it, Jamie Lee.
Yeah. Let's see here. Okay. Terrifier 3, that is being filmed right now. The stakes are being raised higher than ever. It's going to be a Christmas film. And word from on the set is that it's going to be very disturbing, and one of the scenes so far has one of the most insanely horrific scenes of all the Terrifier franchises, and it almost made David Howard Thornton, Art the Clown, vomit on set. That's how gross it was. I've seen the first two movies. There are some pretty gross things in those movies. I don't know what we're gonna do here, but if
there's a scene of a girl getting tied up and cut in half from vagina to the top of her head in the first one.
That's the first movie, and it got worse in the second one. The second one, the bedroom scene, the scalping scene, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
The porn, the salt and shit.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see what we do with the next one.
Yay!
That'll be in theaters this holiday season, this November. Can't wait to see it. Brent, this is for you. Is in the works. Samara Weaving is back. Adam Robitel is in talks to direct. I don't know how this is going to work because that family is gone. Spoiler from the first one. Maybe there's another family with a curse. I don't know.
This is really weird. First of all, it's a little strange that they would be coming back and Radio Silence wouldn't be directing it. Secondly, I don't know. Like you said, I don't know where you go from that first one. It feels like something you should just leave alone, because it was like lightning in a bottle. I think And I mean, that movie got them Scream. Like, that's the movie that got them Scream. And it felt like this little magic movie. It was perfect in a lot of ways. It had a fantastic ending. And I don't know where you go with that. And I don't know what you could do with that would be positive.
Yeah, I don't know.
That being said, I will watch it.
I mean, it's ridiculous horror movie, so, you
know. I will be there opening night.
Maybe she's got to pass the curse on now. Maybe she's going to be the bad guy. Yeah, so check that out. Let's see here. Not to get too in the weeds here, but there's a charity auction that's going to be starting April 2nd. It's going to be called Cinema for Gaza. It'll be a charity auction to support the medical aid for Palestinians in Gaza. You can bid on things such as a bedtime story Zoom with Tilda Swinton. You can get signed memorabilia from Doctor Who, Downton Abbey, and CBS's hit series Ghosts. You can get a perfect porridge Zoom tutorial with Josh O'Connor. Rami Youssef will do a stand-up. You can get an after party ticket plus a meet and greet to go see him. He just hosted SNL, I think. You can have a cup of tea over Zoom with Joseph Quinn.
You're struggling tonight, brother.
Ask him about filming a Fantastic Four, get any tips there. You can get an astrology chat over Zoom with Amy Lou Wood. Plus a bunch of other stuff. There's way more. So
this is the most fucking British thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, and there was a lot of other stuff too. I saw a list of other things, but there was like actors and stuff I've never heard of before. So you know, it's a charity thing, I guess, to go help people that are getting slaughtered for no reason. So
of the things that you just mentioned, what would be the thing that you would, if you were going to plop down money, what would you go after?
I mean, really, I think out of that list, it would probably be the cup of tea with Joseph Quinn.
Tea is ass, though.
Yeah, but like, okay, I could just take my Liquid Death Green Guillotine. Pour it in a cup. I can raise my pinky up while I'm drinking. I got no problems with that.
You got any scones? Because that's what I was looking at, but I don't want your dirty water.
It does kind of taste like dirty water. That one's green tea, so it's a little sweet, sweet, dirty brown water.
Been drinking green tea all goddamn day.
I'm freaking pumped.
Okay.
Kind of a light news week, plus today was April Fool's, so there's a lot of bullshit out there, and I didn't want to look through today's stuff and put stuff in here that was fake. One story that kind of kept popping up, and I think it's legit. I don't know why it is. I don't understand it, but apparently Shazam and Wonder Woman are going to be hitting Hulu Plus and Disney this month. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't make a ton of sense to put Warner. I don't know, whatever.
They're just making money off of, I mean, trying to find ways to license their shit to make more money. Hey, Frack, you subscribe tier one. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Frack.
He says, sup, sluts. What's up with you?
So we had that. There was a leaked trailer for Bambi the Reckoning came out. It was filmed in the theaters, so someone was seeing probably Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, and they saw the trailer. If you're part of our Cinema Chat VIP DM thread, I put the trailer in there. Check it out. It looks pretty good. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 3 got greenlit, so the
ridiculous,
terrifying children's creature cinematic universe is expanding. We're beyond the Pooniverse now.
It wasn't part of the roadmap, Dawson.
It wasn't, but now we're getting phase two, baby. phase two of the Pooniverse is coming. Let's see here. Okay, Final Destination. We're getting another one of those.
Okay.
I didn't recognize any of the names of the actors that have been signed, but we've got Breck Bassinger, Tio Barones, Caitlin Santa Juana, Anna Lore, Owen Patrick Joyner, and Max Lloyd Jones. I feel like Max Lloyd Jones was in something, and I think he might have been the only person that I recognized. Maybe not.
Anna Lore sounds like a different kind of actress.
Oh! Max Lloyd Jones played Luke Skywalker in the one scene that Luke's like young Luke Skywalker was in The Mandalorian. He was like the fill-in
for Luke. Okay.
So that's that was the only person I've recognized for like the 3 seconds he was on screen.
Brack, you said these are clearly AI generated names.
Yes. It's April Fool's Day. I made all of this.
I would actually prefer a cast of unknowns for a Final Destination. Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. They're, most of them are going to die anyway, so why give them big money?
Yeah.
Or maybe they all die this time. Maybe it is the Final Destination. And I thought this was kind of cool. There's a 10-year-old. His name's Connor Easton. He developed a 6-page treatment for a film, which was so beloved by some writers, Nick Vallelonga and George Gallo. They decided they're going to work with him and develop to pitch his treatment to studios. And the generic idea of this film, it was a boy who befriends the mobster next door, and it's described as Home Alone meets The Godfather. I don't know. I'd rather have a 10-year-old kid make a movie than an AI, I guess.
Dude, Home Alone meets anything, I think we're kind of in for. We loved that fucking Santa movie this last year with David Harbour. That's basically Santa Home Alone.
Basically Santa Home Alone.
Yeah. Let's do it.
It's not Santa Die Hard.
No, Die Hard is Santa Die Hard. Duh.
Yeah. So, God. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of a light news week, so I didn't.
That's okay.
Yeah,
we'll take a light news week every once in a while. That's good. All right.
I had a big plan tonight, but I forgot Reggie wasn't going to be here. It's April Fool's Day, so I was going to go back and forth with like shit just to enrage him. Netflix is casting a reboot of
you like
color purple, and it's all white. I don't know. Like
you like April Fools, don't you?
I do have some fun with April Fools.
You're an April Fools guy. You're one of those.
But I'll say this much. My enjoyment of April Fools has gone down significantly, and especially over the last couple of years, because I kind of feel like every day is fucking April Fools around here, and there's just so much fake bullshit that you just see online. It's just like I opened up Facebook for 3 minutes, and it's like, just announced Iron Man 6 and Tony Stark is back, and there's like a fake poster and people are like, I can't wait to see this. It's the dead internet theory, you guys.
Yeah, man.
If you don't know what that is, go look it up. Tell me it's not happening. Do your own research. it is kind of a legit thing though. Like the internet is just 90% bots anyways, and they're just making comments up and they're doing all this bullshit for engagement, and we got AI, so you know,
yeah,
it's out there.
Okay, all right.
But yeah.
Well, let's do some box office. Box office weekend lucky number 13 of 2024, March 29th through the 31st, 2024. Number one at the box office with the second biggest opening weekend of the year, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, $80 million. $80 million. Add on to that, $115 million international, and this movie has nearly passed $200 million at the box office. Lord help us. Number two for the weekend, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire added $15.5 million on to its total. It's now at $73 million domestic, so less than Godzilla after opening weekend. Dune Part 2 is coming at number three with another $11.3 million. It's at $252 million domestic, $627 million worldwide. So that movie's doing well. Number four, Kung Fu Panda added $10.3 million. And number five, Immaculate, $3.2 million. So That's your box office. But Godzilla X Kong, $80 million domestic. All right, let's review this piece of shit.
And now, our feature presentation.
We've discovered a signal. She can feel it. Kong, Godzilla, they can feel it too. Something is coming. Something even they're afraid of.
You feel like going for a ride?
Thought you'd never ask.
Just try not to swallow your tongue.
What? Is that a mini Kong?
Oh my God.
That's not just a signal. That's a call for war. What is that?
Can't stop this on his own.
He won't be alone.
Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, directed by Adam Wingard, written by Terry Rossio, Simon Barrett, Jeremy Slater, starring Rebecca Hall, Brian Tyree Henry, Dan Stevens, Kaylee Hoddle, Fala Chen, and a whole bunch of other people. This is obviously the sequel to the Godzilla and Kong movies that we've been getting. At the Godzilla, King of Monsters, Skull Island. What was the Kong movie? There was a Kong. That was, I don't fucking know.
Skull, that was Peter Jackson's King Kong, and that wasn't.
That was not Peter Jackson's King Kong. I'm talking about Skull Island, right? That was,
yeah,
King Kong.
Yeah, Skull Island was the first one, yep.
And then Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Right.
And then Godzilla.
Monarch, the HBO or the Apple TV show, is part of this franchise also.
What was the last one of these called? Was it Godzilla versus Kong?
Versus Kong, yeah.
And now it's the team up where they kind of, whatever.
Team up.
Whatever, dude. Listen, these movies have progressively gotten worse as we've gone, I feel like. And at least that's the way I remember it. And frankly, they're all starting to blend together for me in the same way that the Transformers movies kind of all blend together for me. And, I wasn't bummed to be going to see it. I kind of thought it was going to be bad, but I also thought, like, well, I mean, how bad could it be? Fucking giant monsters fighting. There's got to be some cool shit in there. It's going to be worth my time. So that's where I was. I wasn't psyched, but I didn't feel like it was going to be a waste of my time. Rob, what about you heading into this one?
I went in with kind of the same mindset like you were, where it's like, it's just like the Transformers movie. We're going to see a lot of people talking shit, and we're not going to see any Transformers running around. And I thought we were going to have the same thing in this movie. It's just a lot of people running around doing stupid shit, and then just not going to have that many scenes with the monsters. But yeah, I like this series, and they seem to be doing good money, so I think they're going to keep making more. I think Legendary Pictures. Yeah. But yeah, my son was he wanted to go see it, and that was a surprise. I thought he wasn't going to go see it, but yeah, we went and saw it there. I think, and we both had a good time.
Okay,
Dawson, I even got the commemorative souvenir.
You got a fucking cup. Popcorn bucket?
No, the cup. Yeah.
They got your ass. I
didn't have a popcorn bucket for
you,
that.
You bought a cup for this movie? Oh my goodness. Yeah. Dawson, what were you thinking?
See, they should have just came out with, like, you know, Hulk hands. But they could have done one Godzilla hand and one King Kong hand, so you could have your.
But would it be a regular
popcorn bucket on your
But hand. Would it be a regular King Kong hand or a fucking gauntlet?
Probably a gauntlet version. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's the one thing I remember from the trailer. He's got the fucking Infinity Stones on his arm.
Yeah. If you remember anything from the trailer, you've seen this entire movie. I was so mad because I'm watching this movie and there's a bunch of scenes and I'm like, there are no stakes because they haven't done the big fight yet that I saw in the trailer. And I knew where this movie was going the whole time. I had no excitement for this. I don't really care. Whatever. Godzilla Minus One was awesome. But like, I don't know. There's some things I liked in like Godzilla versus Kong, and I didn't really care for Skull Island. The Godzilla with Bryan Cranston was okay. He was in there for like 3 seconds. But like, I don't know. These movies are just meh. I just don't get it. And, I had very little excitement. I told I was supposed to go see it with my dad, and I'm like, I've heard this movie's not good, so let's just not. I'm not gonna make you go see it with me. And
you know, part of the problem is, I think, that we just got Godzilla Minus One, and it was fantastic, phenomenal, great, loved it, and I could not have been more bored watching this movie. And Rob, Dawson, it's not because there's not enough of the monsters. We don't see enough of them fighting. It's because the plot fucking sucks. The acting is phoned in. Like, Godzilla Minus One is proof that you don't need giant monsters fighting each other. You don't need destruction round the clock. You don't need action everywhere. What you need is a compelling story with good acting. That's what you need. Their problem is not, oh, we don't get to see the monsters. It's the shit that they are giving you fucking sucks. Movie's dog shit. It's dog shit.
10 degrees. It was boring.
I checked my watch more during this movie than any movie I've seen in the last year. I was so bored.
And like, Godzilla is the featured name on this poster.
And why?
His screen time has gotten less in each of these films. He was in Godzilla versus Kong for like 11 minutes. He was in this movie for 8 minutes. So we got 8 minutes of this hour and 50-minute shit show. It's just King Kong running around fighting other monkeys, and then like we get the humans who, like, Brian Tyree Henry, I don't get his character in this movie. And then we get introduced, I think he's new, the like space pilot for the ship that takes him into Middle Earth, who is like, Mom, I want Peter Quill from Guardians of the Galaxy. And she's like, no, we've got Peter Quill from Guardians of the Galaxy at home. And it's this guy. And then they play all the shitty 80s music. Like, I'm watching it. And unless it was like there's a Kiss song, I'm like, who's asking for Kiss to be in Godzilla X Kong, the new Empire? Like, why? Why are we playing this shitty Kiss song in this? And they're just, they're just trying to interject like this 80s music during the scenes where the ship's flying around. And I'm like, you're not making Guardians of the Galaxy happen, guys. It's just, I hated it. There's a moment in this movie. I told Brent about it. It was my favorite moment in the whole movie. We get a little later into the film and Godzilla emerges from Middle Earth, and he's like trying to find Godzilla or King Kong, and he's trying to find Godzilla, and Godzilla sees him, and Godzilla's pissed, and Godzilla wants to fight, but then there's a threat right behind King Kong, and he just throws up the Andre the Giant, like, whoa, no, and then he gets, and then they fight. That was my favorite thing for the whole movie, and then the rest. Fuck mini baby Donkey Kong.
You want to know how long it took me to be out on this movie? I was out the moment they 3D printed Godzilla, or King Kong a tooth. I was like, come on. Why are we doing this? Why do I care that Godzilla has an abscessed fucking tooth that we have to pull out and replace? It is a waste. It's a waste. Yeah, you have to contrive a way for him to come up from Middle Earth, or whatever the fuck it's called, into the outer Earth, and that's what they came up with. He was sick. He was sick. He needs a new tooth. Oh, let's get this giant fucking 3D printer and make him a tooth. Oh, it's hella strong, too. It's very strong.
Hey, that came into play later on because...
Well, of course it did. It's fucking Chekhov's tooth. I don't know, man. Rob, you said you had some fun with it. Talk to me about what you liked or what you didn't like. Maybe you're a fucking... throwing up a smoke screen and you hated it. I don't know. Well, talk to me.
Yeah, I had fun with it. I thought it was funny. Out of all of the previous films out of this series, I think this is the one I liked the most. You know, it had its funny moments. I do agree with you. We got a lot more Kong than we did Godzilla. And, I think that the monsters got their fair share of screen time, and I think they did that on purpose to focus more on the monsters and not on the humans, because they learned their lesson from the last movie. Was too much of the human story and not enough of the monster story. So I quite enjoyed it, and I was happy that, you know, the runtime wasn't, you know, like crazy long or anything. I think they probably could have cut a few things out, like especially like that whole tooth replacement scene. That was totally unnecessary and didn't do anything for the story. But other than that, yeah, I had a good time, and my son had a good time. We both had a good time watching this film.
I hope
they keep making these movies.
Well, they're going to. The only piece of the story that I cared about at all was the little girl. Like, her story is actually interesting to me. Everything else that's going on in here, I don't give two shits about it. And honestly, if you ask me to tell you almost anything about when Godzilla or Kong is on the screen, I'm going to struggle to have it make sense and relay it to you, because I felt so fucking checked out. I just did not give a fuck. It was cool that fucking Godzilla was sleeping in the Colosseum. That was kind of dope. I like that. It's his fucking Godzilla bed. But
like, I mean, little cat bed.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of cool. But I told Dawson that it was just a boring fucking movie. And we generally don't talk about the movies that we're going to review before we get on here. But I couldn't not talk about this one. And the more we texted back and forth about it, the more I hated it. The more I talk about this, the more I think about it, the more I dislike it. It is, in my opinion, utter dog shit. Out of all of the Godzilla Kong movies that we've gotten of the last 15 years or whatever it's been, from the Aaron Taylor Johnson Godzilla movie to Skull Island to Godzilla vs. Kong, I haven't liked any of them. Some of Godzilla vs. Kong was bad. Godzilla King of Monsters was bad. Skull Island was bad. This is the worst out of all of them for me. And I would love nothing more than to never have to watch one of these movies again. Make Godzilla minus two. Two Godzilla minus two. Whatever. I will watch that till the cows come home. This fucking American Godzilla and King Kong Transformers bullshit can go away. I don't want to watch it anymore. This is the nail in the coffin for this franchise. For me, at least. I'm glad that... I mean, clearly, some people... Like, what's the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes for this?
It's high. It's like 96%.
Yeah, I mean, people obviously love these. And there's some, maybe there's something fucking wrong with me. But this movie's shit. And there's nothing in it that's good. Rebecca Hall, Brian Tyree Henry... I adore both of you, and I will watch you in other things. But if you come back for another one of these fucking movies, you're not getting a dime from me. I'll hate watch that shit on Max. Maybe. I checked out on the Transformers for a while. I stopped watching. There were like three of them that I haven't watched at all to this day. And that's where I'm at with this. I can't do it anymore. I refuse.
Yeah, I know they're bad. I don't know that I care anymore. Who's in charge of King Kong? Is that just Universal, or somebody needs to take the reins back on King Kong? Just like Studio Toho is like, let's make a good Godzilla movie that people like. Make a good King Kong movie.
I mean, you can make, especially with King Kong, you can make a good movie because apes are so expressive naturally. I mean, who doesn't love going to see the gorillas at the zoo, right? Like, they are the most expressive in, like, a human stand. Like, they express themselves the same way that we do. And I think you could make a great King Kong movie. But the people doing this, no, this ain't it. This ain't it. I don't need Godzilla with a gauntlet. I don't need that. And I know, and oh, guess what? There's a medical reason for it. Of course there is. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't care. It's not fun. If they're gonna make it on the movies, just take the humans out. Just give me a monkey monarch monsters and just fighting and duking it out and let them all die. I thought Mothra died. Does that just Mothra just come back every time? Didn't Mothra get killed like three movies ago?
Yeah, Mothra did die. This is another Mothra.
Well, that's convenient.
This is baby Mothra.
And the bad guy gorilla, you know, he's bad because he's kind of bald. Yeah, you know, that's how you know he's bad. He has a hair up here. He's a big dick. Is that what you're gonna say?
He's got the big whip, big skeleton whip that doesn't break apart ever.
Oh, and we haven't even mentioned Baby Kong.
Fuck Baby Kong. That was so stupid. Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle looking ass. Looking down at Kong like, it's time's over, old man.
I think between the gauntlet and Baby Kong, I know it's not Baby Kong, but that's what we're calling him in the trailer. I think those were the two things that sort of told me, like, yeah, that's where we are. That's where we fucking are with this. Okay.
Mini Kong. His name was Mini Kong.
Okay. All right. Fucking Diddy Kong ass. Rob, what'd your kid say? He went and saw it with you. What did the youths think about this?
He liked it a lot. Like, yeah. I said, he was like the main proponent for going to see the movie.
Well, I'd like to think we were the main proponent for you going to see the movie, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was going to go by myself, but then he found out. He was like, yeah, yeah, let's go watch that movie.
I mean, this thing made $80 million, Dawson.
Like $200 million. It's Dune made $82 million open weekend, so.
And in the 96% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. So a shit ton of people went and saw it, and a shit ton of people felt the need to go on Rotten Tomatoes and say, hey, A+. I will happily be in the 4%.
Here's...
You other 96 are wrong.
No, no, I'm not coming on the stage. I'm coming in the frame.
Tell them what you thought about the Godzilla Kong movie.
Well, I thought it was really nice, and... I did enjoy that. It was more about the monsters instead of the human side, because honestly, that's the minor point of the story. But the monster story, despite, you know, having no lens at all, because obviously they can't talk, was still very enjoyable, because, you know, the facial expressions and their body language is very readable. So, oh, and also, obviously, the action was very nice. Very good CGI on their part.
Yeah, what do you give it out of 10?
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
What do you think about the pacing?
I'm excited to see what they have to do next.
What did you think about the pacing?
Very good.
Very good?
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
It was totally awesome. Did he say totally awesome?
Was it totally awesome?
I really enjoyed it, but I wouldn't give it awesome rating.
Is it awesome or totally awesome?
Is this a joke?
Oh, well, that was nice.
It was a good movie. If y'all liked the previous one, you should watch it. All
right, cool. Thanks, Greg.
That's Quick Movie Reviews with Greg App 1.
Quick Reviews with Greg.
That's, you know, I'm glad to hear that. You know, I don't want to shit on anyone else's enjoyment. But I will tell you that I don't share those views. I don't. I can yell about this movie for like another hour if I wanted to.
But I couldn't, because I don't care that much. It sucked.
It's just, it's not good. If you know what, I don't. Thank you, Smelly Melly, for the 100 bits. I hate Mondays. I don't always make it, but love you guys. Thank you for the show. Thank you for showing up. We love you. See you in Minnesota.
Happy pillow meetup.
I guess what I would say, to piggyback off of what Greg said, if you've enjoyed the franchise so far, you're probably going to like this one okay. If you have been lukewarm on the franchise, this is not going to be good. If you have not liked the franchise thus far, this is not going to be the one that turns it around for you. That's where I'm at. Like, you know, if you're listening to this, you know whether or not you're going to like this. Whatever you think about it, that's what it is. I think that's where we're at. I think people are just, it's an acquired taste. And it's a taste that I don't have that palette.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they give me just more, I mean, the final fight was okay, but it was just so dumb. Like, I want to see him fight, and I want, like, give me like an R-rated Godzilla and Kong where they're ripping fucking heads off, and we did see some heads on spikes, but I want to see some brutal rip Mothra's fucking wings off and kick him on the ground.
Yeah, I just don't think it would make a difference for me.
It might be kind of cool if it was like brutal monster fights. Because, you know, they're not going to be nice to each other. They're gonna murder each other.
Didn't he rip something in half and have like everything?
Yeah, there was like a wolf monster. He ripped in half.
Well, that was the skull. The other one, the Scar King. He like ate. It was covered in shit. Well, maybe it was.
It was Kong.
It was Kong.
He was covered in some shit. Yeah.
In the beginning.
It was like in the fucking, they stole that shit from the Predator, Prey, or whatever.
But also, when did fucking King Kong turn into Macaulay Culkin and just is setting up traps all around Hollow Earth? Like, chase me, chase me, chase me.
He did have
He's traps. Got booby traps all over the fucking place. It's like, what are you, how, what are fucking, you doing?
Fucking Kong McAllister over here.
Yeah. Easy on the Pepsi, Kong.
Oh.
And he's just, I don't know.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yeah, that's what he says to little Kong.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I think having Greg give his opinion and Rob, you give an encounter to me and Dawson. I think we did it. It's a little shorter episode, but I don't think people want to listen to me shit on this movie more. So
ready for scores?
Yeah, I guess so. Let's give some scores.
We don't have
who cares. Dawson, you want to go first?
Yeah, I didn't really care for this movie. I enjoyed some of it. Most of it I didn't like. So for that, I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay. Rob?
This movie was like more fun and comedic than some of the previous ones. And, you know, I can understand, like, you know, how, like, the monsters are kind of downplayed, and there are, I mean, they did the same thing in the Transformers movies too, and also the Pacific Rim movies, where, you know, it's you know, here come the clowns, you know, it's kind of scene where, you know, they're bopping each other over the head with sticks and whatnot, but I thought it was fun. I mean, they're not scary whatsoever. I mean, if you want scary, the Godzilla Minus One, that was scary and terrifying. But this is more like a fun monster movie, you know, battle of the week kind of deal. If I'm surprised you wrestling fan guys aren't like, oh, Kong gave him a clothesline and then he gave him the double foot thrust over the top, whatever. But yeah, I had a lot of fun. I'm glad that the human story was kind of simple. I do think that it could have been a little bit tighter. Some stuff, you know, that could have been edited out, and some characters could have used less screen time. But other than that, I had a good time. My son had a good time. He gave it an 8 out of 10, but I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay. This franchise has steadily gone downhill. And like I said, it's at a point where I can't do it anymore. I'm not intrigued by the action. The human stories aren't good. I just don't care about anything that's happening. And the fact that we got such a fantastic Godzilla movie just 5-6 months ago, whatever the fuck it was, I don't know when it came out, not that long ago, that really just shines a light on how bad these movies really are. So this is the end for me. I shan't be partaking in this version of the Godzilla and Kong pantheon any further, unless I am forced to. I will do it under protest, but this is a piece of shit, and this is going to get a lower score than Madam Web for me, because I would watch Madam Web before I would watch this. It's a 2 out of 10. I can't stress to you how much I dislike this movie. I would give it a 1, but the CGI is pretty fucking good. And there are a lot of competent things from a technical perspective. It's not unwatchable on the screen, but this movie's dog shit. So, a 7, a 4, and a 2. It's a combined score of a 4.33. We're in a weird spot, because for Rob, it's probably a stream it. For me, it's most definitely a skip it.
You're not going to throw a Greg score in there?
No.
You don't get your name in the podcast for being here for 3 seconds.
No.
He's going to be a guest host.
Guest contributor.
He didn't even want to be on the show. No. You force him to.
He said himself, I'm not going on stage. He didn't want to. So, Dawson, what do you think?
I mean, I'd probably say stream it, I guess. If you have nothing else to do.
Oof.
Yeah, I'd say stream it also.
All right. The other 4.5, we had 2 4.5s. This is a 4.33. The other 4.5s have been skippets. But I will say, because I'm so low and Rob is significantly higher, it is a weird spot. And we'll put it at a stream it, but go into that knowing that you basically already know everything you need to know about this movie. You know if you're going to like it or if you're going to hate it. I've, as listeners to this show, I have no doubt that you already know whether or not you're going to like this movie. In that, I would say we've done our job as reviewers, gentlemen. Job well done. Mission accomplished. It's our duty to please that booty. All right. We'll be back next week with Monkey Man, Dev Patel. Pagey's in the chat. He says, definitely a skip for me. See? Pagey knows what's up. Pagey knows what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Give me Monkey Man. I'm excited for that one.
So this is like a weird little sandwich we got going here. We got Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Godzilla X Kong, the new Empire. So we got two empires. But we also have King Kong, who is a monkey, and Monkey Man. See what we're doing here? See what we're doing here?
And then the week after that, we have Civil War.
Civil War.
Which is basically empires going to war.
Yeah, brother. That's right. You know it. And then we have...
Rebel Moon Part 2.
I don't know if we know what we're doing with that. Don't advertise it.
If you came in from Twitter, this isn't our last show. I did send out a tweet saying, come join us for our very last show of Cinema Chat Podcast, April Fools, I guess. We're coming back. This isn't our last episode yet. That's not till December.
You know what? We've had more people here than we normally do.
I know. I saw that. And I'm like, hey, maybe I should say it's our last episode every week. Maybe people are hanging out.
Oh shit. I gotta catch the last one.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was over. Everyone's got history, everyone's got PTSD right now with podcasts.
So thanks to Donk and Dank Freeze and Drapsnat and Frack You, LA Phil.
LA Phil's in here? What's up, LA Phil? Yeah,
Pagey and Grez, no regrets. I don't know. Smelly Melly, Tassari.
All right. Smelly Melly says, any chance of a watch party? You know, we might watch party WrestleMania next weekend.
Ooh, that's right.
Saturday night, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Smelly Melly, here's your. Whoa. Oh, she's in for WrestleMania.
She's in for WrestleMania? Let's go.
Yeah, we could definitely do that. Maybe a little later, start like a delayed start. I don't know. Because it starts at like 6 o'clock or something.
I'll probably throw up the stream, and then because I'm home alone with the kids, Molly's out of town, so I'll probably throw up the stream, and then I might watch away from the computer and just do Discord on my phone, and just kind of check in, and then once the kids get to bed, I can lock in for The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins.
But Smelly Melly, I think we could do a regular old movie watch party at some point. But here's the thing. I need to know what you guys would want to watch. And we could have to set it up so people would show up. Because like no one was showing up.
It's part of the reason we ended it.
It's kind of the reason why, because it's like I just hang out with Brent as it is. I don't, you know. I don't need to put our love out for everyone. Yeah, we hang out and talk. Just lay in bed and chit-chat and text each other all night long till we fall asleep on our little pillows.
Check in. Maybe we'll do one of those in the next, I don't know, month or so. We'll try to check in and do one. All right. Now, that's the end of the show, everyone. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
You don't need to follow me. You don't need to follow anybody.
But you can follow us. I'm Brent, and I am...
It's not Malcolm.
And he's Rob, and he's...
Rob.
There's also Reggie, who is...
Hidden on.
We can't forget about Dawson at...
Andy!
Underscore
Dawson.
Don't forget to follow the podcast at CinemaChatPod on Twitter. And check out our website, cinemachatpodcast.podbean.com.
I'm following you now. I'm just going to follow you everywhere. I'm just going to follow you the rest of my life.
Thanks, Peter. Now, if the rest of you would get off your ass and follow us, that would be great.
Mail, motherfucker!
Oh, and don't forget to send your emails to cinemachatpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Please, send us something. Have a good week, everyone. Goodbye.
God, I hope Reggie watched this piece of shit. I hope he watched it. Because I am dying to hear what he thought. He probably didn't watch it. He probably was smarter than I was.
You're still here. It's over. Go home.
Oh, and don't leave your garbage all lying around. It's a total dick move.
Go.